Hello, this is Senator Barack Obama, and today is Thursday, September 14th, 2006. I want to talk a little bit about transparency today, transparency in government and accountability in government. I think that there are a lot of you who read the papers every day and start feeling kind of cynical about how your taxpayer dollars are being spent. You read about a bridge to nowhere in Alaska that's going to cost $250 million. There are all sorts of sweetheart deals and pork projects that are generated out of Washington that I think encourage the sense that legislators are helping the well-connected and the well-heeled as opposed to ordinary people. And this is something that I've been concerned about since I was in the state legislature. In fact, the first bill that I ever passed as a legislator was actually a bipartisan effort in the Illinois State Legislature to create a system of campaign ethics reform. It was the first reform that we had done in 25 years, and I have to tell you that I got a lot of grief within my own Democratic caucus when I passed that bill, because the sense was that business as usual was okay, that in fact there was no reason for the public to have to poke and prod and know exactly what was going on with their tax dollars. Some of that same attitude, I think, exists here in Washington. It's not because legislators are particularly venal. It just has to do with the fact that after a while they get comfortable with their relationship with lobbyists and the legislative process and the appropriations process, and understandably, they oftentimes want to help their friends or their state without as much regard to the overall picture of what it means for the federal budget. And so as a consequence, at the beginning of this session, I hooked up with Tom Coburn, an unlikely ally because Tom is very conservative from Oklahoma and is sort of a believer in the original Gingrich Revolution, even after a lot of those who said they believed in it have jumped ship. He is a sincere fiscal conservative, and he and I decided that we could work on a bill that would at least start to improve accountability and transparency in the federal budgeting process. Yesterday, our efforts bore fruit, and we passed the Coburn-Obama Transparency Bill, Senate Bill 2590. The concept behind the bill is really simple. What it says is that we are going to create a searchable website that will allow the American people, including members of Congress and the press and you, to see clearly where and how federal funds are spent. Most federal money is well spent, but the lack of accountability leads to waste, fraud, and abuse. Almost 40% of federal contracts in 2005 didn't have full and open competition. Hurricane Katrina exposed all sorts of mismanagement and abuse. Some of you may have read that some of the money was being spent on purchasing Girl Gone Wild videos and vacations in the Caribbean. Not to mention the federal government paying 5 times too much for debris removal and 15 times more than the market price for plastic tarps. So transparency is the first step in dealing with this. We can't magically pass a bill that just says don't waste government money, because oftentimes people differ in terms of whether or not something is waste. One person's waste is another person's excellent project that benefits their district. But what we can do is just make sure that the public is fully informed about how money's being spent, where it's going, who's spending it, and whether or not it's actually delivering on what it promises. The existing databases that we have for figuring out how federal money's spent are generally incomplete, inaccessible, and oftentimes incomprehensible. The data already exists in a lot of federal databases, but what we need to do is consolidate it and present it in a public, user-friendly, searchable website. You shouldn't have to be a contract specialist to track federal spending. And so greater transparency, I think, will also force agencies to improve data quality, because agencies know that they will be scrutinized. This is such a simple idea, such a common sense idea, that Tom Coburn and I were able to gather up over 40 Senate co-sponsors, as well as the support of watchdog organizations across the ideological spectrum, you know, from the Family Research Council to Common Cause. And most people, in fact, when I talk to them, are trying to figure out why we haven't done this already. Well, now we're actually going to do it. And I just want to publicly thank the grassroots support that helped get this bill passed quickly. Without the work of OMB Watch, the Project on Government Oversight, Citizens Against Government Waste, bloggers all across the political spectrum, left and right, as well as the editorial boards of folks like the Wall Street Journal, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Oklahoman, we would not have been able to get this thing passed. We expect to have a bill signing sometime next week. This bill alone is not going to eliminate all waste, fraud, and abuse in federal spending, but it's a step in the right direction. And for those of you who, like me, consider yourselves progressive, one of the messages that I think I wanted to send with this bill is that progressives have as much, if not more, at stake in making sure our money is well spent. When there's waste, fraud, and abuse, typically it's not because the proverbial welfare queen who's out there nickel and diming the federal government. Typically it's big contractors who are taking huge sums of money that could be better spent on early childhood education programs or high-quality healthcare programs for kids. You know, if you care about government and you believe government has a role to play, you want to make sure that it's as efficient as possible. We can't just let conservatives talk about the issues of making for a more efficient government. That has to be our agenda as well. So, you know, every once in a while, you actually get something done around here. That makes me feel good. I hope it makes you feel good, too. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.